Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, Kyra. My name is Laverne Monette, and I was looking at my account, and I seen that this number took out 6732, and I was trying to figure out what that was for. What company is this?
This is a third-party customer service call center. We do represent several different companies here.
Okay. Did you represent a company that was for a water hose?
A water hose?
Yeah.
For further assistance, can you provide me with the zip code?
My zip code is 91761.
Okay. You said 917?
61.
61. And your first and last name?
Laverne. And last name is Monette, M-O-N-E-T-T-E.
Okay, one moment, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account. Just for confirmation, can you verify your mailing address?
2539 South Hope, H-O-P-E, that's Avenue, Ontario, California.
Okay, one moment. Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have an account here for you. Do you perhaps recall signing up, completing a survey to receive a fitness watch?
Oh, a fitness watch.
Yes, ma'am.
It was supposed to have been free, but I see it's not. Okay. It was with Kohl's. I did a survey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what's taking place is that they do have an account here listed for you, and
okay,
results in signing up for that fitness watch. They have you as well paying a subscription fee to the store that offered the survey to you.
Okay. And so they took out the shipping charges on one thing, and then they took out the six. So how many times are they going to take out this money, 67 or whatever? Let me go back to my account.
I'm sorry?
Okay. I said I wanted to go back and look at my account. Okay, it says 67, 3732. So, and then they took out on the shipping charges, which was 574. It's two different transactions.
574?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. That was the postage that you paid to receive the item. The
$67 okay.
subscription was for the fee to the store.
Oh, fee to the store. And how
yes,
many
ma'am.
Times are they going to be taking this out? Because the watch was supposed to have been free, but I see it's not.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It is a recurring monthly charge. But if you would like to cancel, I can proceed to have the account canceled.
Please do. Because it's always saying that they're going to, something's free, and the only thing is free is your salvation. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and proceed to have this account canceled, and you will receive a cancellation confirmation email shortly. Would you like the confirmation number over the phone?
Yeah, and then you could send it to my email. Do you have my email address?
Okay. The email address that they have listed on file is LaverneMonette@yahoo.com or Monette. I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
No, it's Monette. It's Monette.
Yes,
LaverneMonette@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they have here listed.
Okay. But since they're going to give it to me verbally and then And but you still can send it to my email address.
Yes, ma'am. They will.
So, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
8739
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
The phone went out. Okay, you're going to have to repeat that. C like in Charlie, 259-873, and I didn't get the last number.
Okay. 969.
Okay. So they will not be taking this out of my account anymore, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All righty. And they will not be shipping the item.
It does show that the item has not yet been shipped out.
Okay. So since they're canceling it, they will not ship the item, right?
For the 574, no, ma'am.
Okay. Because $67, that was for the store?
That was for, this was for the previous order that you, it shows that you placed an order that was shipped out on April the 15th already for a Platinum Ultra Fitness smartwatch.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'll just cancel that, ma'am, please.
Yes, ma'am. The account has successfully been canceled here today.
All righty. And thank you so much.
Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.